Proclamation number 6863 of 2nd of July, 1957. The disciples were also taught by God. I myself want to teach you and proclaim the gospel of love to you again, as I did on earth. My disciples, too, had to receive this gospel in the same way as I now impart it to you. They, too, had to listen inwardly to what I spoke to them, and after my earthly death they had to let my spirit speak to them, which told them the same as I myself did during my life on earth. My disciples, too, were previously ignorant of it, and I imparted to them a knowledge which was completely unknown to them, but the basis for receiving such knowledge was present in them. And thus I can now only speak directly to those who can also demonstrate the necessary prerequisites which enable the working of my spirit within themselves through a life of love, through complete devotion to me and complete submission to my will. For only these are able to hear the subtle voice within themselves which gives them knowledge of my will again, of the divine teaching of love, which is the epitome of the gospel which shall be proclaimed to you humans. And it makes me myself happy to be able to introduce you to knowledge which shall reveal my love, wisdom and omnipotence to you. You shall learn about my plan of salvation, about my infinite love for you and about the aim you can reach if you accept the gospel of love and make an effort to live accordingly. I also want to make you happy with this knowledge which, however, will only come alive for you when these prerequisites are present, a life of love, a fulfillment of my commandments of love for God and neighbor. For only then does that knowledge signify realization. Whereas otherwise it can certainly also come to you but remains dead knowledge which does not result in progress for yourselves. But if I myself can instruct you, if I can speak to you directly, then these prerequisites will also be there. Then you will be able to understand everything like my first disciples and also pass it on, because my spirit will enlighten you so that your thinking will be right and you need not fear any erroneous thoughts. And I truly take pleasure in being able to guide the truth to earth. The truth is my nature, and people who are still subject to the Prince of Darkness mostly live in a world of lies and error. If I can now bring light into this world, I can oust him from his territory. I can gather people around the light which emanates from me. I can give them the truth and thereby chase my adversary away. I can invalidate his activity, for the truth will make him and his activity recognizable and he will lose his following because the truth will also drive him towards me myself, who is the eternal truth. I have promised you the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who will guide you into all truth. And I also let my promises come true. But I set conditions for this which you now also have to fulfill because I do not unlawfully invade a territory which belongs to my adversary. But if you fulfill these conditions, you thereby also prove your will to detach yourselves from my adversary's territory, and then I can come to you and in the form of my word, through the working of my spirit, bring you light and freedom. So then I can teach you like my first disciples. I can give you the proof that I still dwell amongst you just as I did at the time of my life on earth. I can speak to you and you will hear me. I can let you gain insight into my reign and activity, into my plan of salvation which only aims at your perfection. I can make you see who previously walked blindly through earthly life. I can guide you into all truth. as I have promised. For my word is and remains eternal truth, and every promise comes true. Amen.